This goes to Rochelle, R-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Macht, M-A-C-H-T, fax 989-463-1534, and Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D, fax 989-463-9381. Regarding Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Armstrong, A-R-M-S-T-R-O-N-G. Date of birth, May 14th, 1957. Dear Ms. Macht and Dr. Akkad, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Armstrong with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, proteinuria, and hypertension. Her last visit was October 27th, 2025. She has lost 7 pounds since her last visit and states that she is careful with her diet in order not to gain excessive weight. So she's pleased with the weight loss. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No dyspnea, chest pain, or palpitations. No peripheral edema. Medications. I want to highlight amiloride. She takes 10 milligram in the morning and 5 milligram in the evening. I'll highlight the gabapentin, 100 milligram, 2 daily. Propranolol is 10 milligram 3 times a day. And Ozempic is 2 milligram once a week. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 177 pounds. Pulse, 72. Blood pressure is 124 over 76. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. No lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, without ascites, and she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done March 2nd of 2026. Creatinine 1.16, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 51. Calcium 10.4, albumin 4.7, phosphorus 4.1, normal electrolytes. Hemoglobin is 14.3. Platelets 118,000, weight count is 21.9, and she does have chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Her protein to creatinine ratio mildly elevated at 0.22, and that's a stable amount of protein also. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. She will continue to check labs every 3 months. Two, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, followed routinely by Dr. Akkad. Three, hypertension, currently at goal. And four, minor proteinuria, stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.